Mark Wahlberg's Jewish, Wahlberg, or is he not?
Yeah, he's Jewish, but was raised Catholic.
Hmm.
So I guess that's why he's so based. Or was he not raised Catholic and became Catholic later? Don't know.
Interesting, because Swedish, Irish are more distant. French, Canadian. What about Jewish?
Yeah, he was Jewish, 100%.
Donald was raised Catholic. Wahlberg. By age 13, Wahlberg had developed an addiction to cocaine. He was smoking crack at 13. That's baller.
And he's an actor. He's like a big guy nowadays. Yeah. That's pretty insane. I'm liking Mark Wahlberg more and more as I find out about him.
Yeah. Related to the author Nathaniel.
He's sort of like Mel Gibson. He seems normal until you give him a little something. Then he goes crazy on some Vietnamese people.
How do they have such a comprehensive series of events that happen just on this one plane?
It's probably made up.
How do they know what was happening inside?
Babylon. They still don't know what the word origin is for Babel and Babylon.
Hmm.
They only have guesswork. The Scottish Rite is the Freemason thing. 33rd, whatever. I really should buy a book about Freemasonry history.
Yeah.
Seems super. There's
not a lot about it otherwise. Ew.
Dude, there's one video uploaded this month. It's pissing me off. We have two more to upload it. Ah, man. At least three. You gotta get them to upload at least three this month.
Yeah.
We're actually making them.
Oh, gosh.
There's still like, what? 10 days in the month. It's getting a little bit nigglesome.
Yeah.
Birth of the Scottish Rite, they call it Rose Craw, which is Rosicrucianism. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty obvious that like high level Republicans would go to the owl thing. I forget the name. Alex Jones did that. Dude, how are people not like going nuts about that to this day? That he crashed a thing with like big guys and they were worshiping an owl and screaming.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing that legendary. That's like Watergate. That's like a thing you don't forget for decades.
Yeah, and no, and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. What was the name of it? I forgot. The Bohemian Grove. Yeah.
I don't understand. There were David Angel, Lynn Angel, Barry Berenson, Seth MacFarlane. Mark Wahlberg, Leanne Littrell. There were six famous people that either were on the flight or were supposed to be on the flight. Why? That doesn't happen. When was the last time you went on a flight with six separate famous people on it? Jeez.
Well, we already have 3 vids. We're trying to make 4, but they're uploading slower than my grandma. I'm trying to fart on my face.
Yeah, let me check the other flights. So I don't know. These are crazy famous people flights, apparently.
Okay, so 9/11 was a Masonic ritual. Is that what it is?
If they went for the Pentagon, why wouldn't they go for the White House, too? I mean, the Pentagon is literally the... Like, if the argument is, oh, there's too much defense around it, the Pentagon is literally the center of defense.
Yeah, and they hit it, so...
So they hit the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers. What is the relation between those two things?
Really unrelated, but...
Like, if... If it is for killing as many people as possible, they definitely would not have gone for the Pentagon.
Okay, so the Washington monument is an obelisk representing Osiris's missing phallus, surrounded by an oval, which is Isis' womb. And I remember this from Peterson's lecture about mythology. Surrounded by a 14-sided polygon that completes the 14 pieces of Osiris. That seems really uncoincidental. 14-sided polygon, and Osiris was chopped up into 14 pieces. In the middle is a monument that is an obelisk, and an obelisk is a thing about Osiris. It seems really purposeful.
There was no famous people on the other flight. Why not?
United Nations Director of Planetary Initiative David Spangler said, "No one will enter the New World." I bet there's a plane headed right here trying to kill me. "No one will enter the New World Order unless he..." And I bet the guy's radio in.
Yeah.
"Can you give me the Google map for Victor House?"
Victor House?
"No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation." David Spangler, United Nations Director of Planetary Initiative. That's
planetary.
Weird.
It's always spaceman, but his name is David Spangler. That's crazy.
David Spang my butt.
Why is he doing sex face? Is this the same David Spangler?
No.
I have to freaking...
Okay.
This.
So the Eiffel Tower is dedicated to Tubal-Cain?
Doesn't say anything about him being a UN guy.
United Nations Director of Planetary... I saw it
says this guy is a philosopher, Spangler. Maybe it's a hidden name. You can't find anything on him.
On the United Nations Director of Planetary Initiative. I looked that up and I got David Spangler, first result.
Okay, it's the same guy then.
United Nations... I'm not getting the United Nations thing in his Wikipedia, but it is showing up here at his page.
What is the example? Planetary... Initiative. Yeah, you get David Spangler. Why?
Apparently, it's in his book. The only thing I'm not... Feinhorn Foundation. United Nations Planetary Initiative.
Never.
Planetary fought. Boundaries Initiative. Agenda 2030.
Yeah, I don't think he is the director of Planetary Initiative for the United Nations. There's nothing about that.
I don't even know.
There's some weird philosopher guy. American Theosophist. Of course.
Culper Ring. You should look into the Culper Ring. That's the spy thing where he's 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Agent 7-Eleven. Yeah, my name was Agent 9-Eleven, actually. They have a super awesome symbol. It's this freaking Illuminati one. All seeing eye. Nice.
I hadn't seen that, and it showed up now. Wow. Yeah, a lot of Freemason stuff, like, formalizing itself around 1700, around Enlightenment times.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking Benedict Arnold is black. Tubal-Cain Tower. Tubal-Cain Building. Structure.
Tubal-Cain. It's esoteric. It's probably some, like, random book.
Tubal-Cain.
That does not have a PDF version.
Okay, it's like an upside down L with two balls attached to it. What is that? Eiffel Tower. I don't know. No idea.
Battle of Brandywine. Between the American Continental Army and the British Army on September 11, 1777. What was significant about it, though?
Alright, I'm
continuous
gonna go.
Continuous fighting for 11 hours. Stop with the fucking numbers, please.
I'll be going
it.
Right now. Let's stream once more. Oh, it's about to wrap up in 2 hours. Perfect. See if you can film Amnesia today. Remember to email Gavin and Ray and try to talk to, you know, Gavin has like 1,000 emails, but try the all of them or whatever.
Yeah.
To get the videos up, and we'll stream again this Friday, I believe. And I want to edit Amnesia vid tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. See you in Friday. See all of you in Friday, and keep me up on any new discoveries about these interesting connections.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out.